Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Join me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
I have to have a microphone in front of me to be heard, right?
Yeah, you're sitting there scratching your head. And you're like,
what am I forgetting?
Microphone.
What am I forgetting? Hi.
Yeah, it doesn't work without the microphone.
Yeah.
Right? That's the way it is. Well, welcome to The Drift. And what we do every Saturday on The Drift is go over the news that I put on the dailydrift.com. And if you're not going there, you should. It's
the news you need to know.
Thank you. And news from around the world, across the nation, and even sometimes right here locally, if it's interesting. And it's the kind of information you won't get from the mainstream media, the fake stream media, as I like to say. So,
or BuzzFeed.
Yeah, well, let's take care of a little business real quick here. If you're having hearing issues, as I do.
What?
And you,
what?
Obviously, yes. The Hearing Clinic with Dr. Amy Arnold is the place for you to go. They do some hearing tests and get you hooked up with the appropriate gear for you to have better hearing as you get older, like us, right?
Hey, take your wife. You can prove it's her, not you.
Dr. Amy's got two offices. There's one in Brighton, 810-220-2206. And I'm looking at, is that 2206? You need to have her increase. It's 5. And then
okay,
Farmington.
And next week we do the optical clinic.
Yes. Ed, come on. You've got to have her. Tell Kimmy to make sure she increases the font size on this, all right?
Oh, great. Well, we don't send this audio clip to Dr. Amy now, do we?
It's not
like the time we left a digit off the phone number and you were not hers, but somebody else's, and you read it online and like, wait a minute.
You might want to not mention that. Anyway, 248-813-0226. Gee, ripes, am I getting bad with my eyesight? All right, get a hearing evaluation. Get your hearing done. Yeah, that's small, dude. That's all.
810-225-2205 or 248-881-3026. Would you like me to read the bottom line?
You know what?
Printed in. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there's no fine print in there. That's just, that's the way to go. Well, anyways, lots going on today, and you just updated me because I was kind of waiting to see.
Got to wait another hour.
We got to wait another hour. The president is going to have a special announcement. Was it 3, now at?
4.
4. So that's fresh from Ed, who's been watching the news.
Listening to Wham.
Listening to. Are you saying I don't listen to the radio?
You missed that. You were busy getting your car out of the driveway.
Right. Well, if you want to call into the show today, we want to get your opinions on the fake news and everything else that's going on across the country today. And we're going to start out with talking about BuzzFeed.
Fake news.
As fake as fake can get. It doesn't get any worse, right? I'm just going to go ahead and make and call it journalism. I thought about this earlier in the week. What do they call it? The fifth columnists, the yellow journalists.
Yeah.
These people are literally enemies of America. People got down on the president for saying they're the enemies of the people. The mainstream media is the enemy of the United States of America and the people who vote and pay taxes here. They are doing whatever they can to get us into this globalist elitist club.
Socialism. Which is communist.
And screw all of us as Americans. They're
Take
after,
away your rights.
Yeah, they're not after Trump. They're after you and I.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
Trump's
it comes down to.
Trump's just in the way.
Trump is just standing in the way. And that's, folks, you need to open your eyes. You need to start thinking properly because you put the House back in the hands of the Democrats by either staying home or voting
made Adam Schiff
wrongly.
A subcommittee chairman of intelligence.
Right? Mr. Schiffhole himself. That guy, Schiffhole. That's why I call him. That's my favorite hashtag.
Schiffless.
Schiffless. Yes. That guy is just something else, isn't it? Well, even it's so bad that even that liberal guy, Chris Hahn, on Tucker last night.
Said, that was
interesting. Yeah, this is kind of embarrassing, right?
Yeah.
And then Jeffrey Toobin. You know who Jeffrey Toobin is? Mm-hmm. I was on CNN along with Brian Stelter, who was the biggest scumbag on the planet.
That's the bald guy, right? Short, fat, bald guy.
Yeah, he looks like the guy from Seinfeld. He looks like
George.
George from Seinfeld.
My wife says that the other guy, and now I just lost my The guy from Tucker. He looks like Wallace of Wallace and Gromit fame. Chris DeHaan. Yeah.
Oh, Chris DeHaan.
Yeah, Chris DeHaan. He looks just like Wallace. Oh, is Wallace on?
Wallace and Gromit. All right. Well, anyways, Jeffrey Toobin even admitted this. And Derek, you got that first track ready? All right. This is Jeffrey Toobin on CNN with Anderson Cooper and Brian Stelter. And go ahead and play it. Listen, you can listen to him and then, of course, the counter from Brian Stelter.
Preet's talking about the law enforcement side, but I mean they're not contradictory. But I just think this is a bad day for us. And you know, there's no, I mean, I don't know, Ryan, you seem to disagree a little bit. But I just think, you know, it reinforces every bad stereotype about the news media.
It does reinforce bad stereotypes about the news media. I agree with you. I am desperate as a media reporter to always say to the audience, judge folks individually and judge brands individually. Don't fall for what these politicians out there want you to do. They want you to think we're all crooked. We're not. But BuzzFeed
and neither
now,
is BuzzFeed. I mean,
I'd
BuzzFeed,
say you are crooked,
the onus
Brian
is on BuzzFeed, right? Now the onus is on
Bad
BuzzFeed.
Day for BuzzFeed.
Ben Smith says he knows the identity of the two sources. Obviously, the reporters know the identity of the two sources. They're going to be going back to those two sources and hopefully to other sources to try to get to the bottom of this. Now it's a dispute, and I don't know how that dispute's going to be resolved. I'm not disagreeing with you. This will be used, obviously, against the media as a whole. But I hope
as
that we can see
be.
Past that and be smarter
the
than
corrupt
that.
Media. They just got caught.
The president doesn't guide everybody else to use it against the press.
I think that the president is very likely, if past his prelude, going to see this as evidence for his attacks on the media being justified. And I think that his supporters would say that that is understandable.
But then we need to keep reinforcing to the audience how much smoke there is.
But
there's a massive fire.
There's a massive fire. Really? You've had 2 years, Mr. Stelter. Where is the massive fire behind this alleged smoke you keep talking about?
I want to see BuzzFeed out the two sources that burned them. Whatever sources burned them, they ought to be burned. If they're anonymous and they really do exist and they gave false lead to a reporter, then that should have de facto have burned their anonymity. Let's expose them for the lying deep state. Can you imagine that? So Mueller comes out and he says, oh, no, that's not true. Can you imagine the old espionage trick of where you tell somebody something to find out where the leak is? You tell five different facts to five different people. And the one that gets out in the news, you know who leaked it.
Right.
I wouldn't doubt that's what happened.
So, but it brings up a good point. Mueller in 2 years... Mueller has never come out and said word boo.
Mm-hmm.
Why yesterday? What is it that's going on behind the scenes that Mueller... Because I listened to Rush a lot, too. And Rush said earlier in the week that Mueller has absolutely nothing. And they're all trying to find ways to walk it back a little bit so people aren't completely caught off guard that there really is nothing there. All the smoke is coming from fake news reports like this, Mr. Stelter. That's where the smoke you're talking about. There's no fire there. It's just you blowing out some CO2 smoke. It's a fog machine.
Unfortunately, the damage is being done by the continual... Mueller needs to come out and say, there's nothing. He's embarrassed to come out and say there's nothing. Plus, they're getting a ton of money. He and his lawyers are getting a ton of money for doing this in expenses... You know, chasing down leads, they get their meals paid, their mileage, whatever they're doing. It's a good job. It's a good gig for 2 years for all these liberal Clinton-supporting lawyers going after Trump. They found nothing. They can't justify. Can you imagine if you had a job and you said, oh, I'd like to keep doing this. I'll show us what you've got. Well,
okay, well, then let me make the suggestion to Mr. Mueller. If you like that money, you and your cronies like that job, then... Take this investigation and start looking at where you should be, which is the Hillary Clinton investigation.
Clinton Incorporated.
You can roll that into another 5 years worth of work, my friend.
Yeah.
So,
but
Mr. Mueller,
they wouldn't survive.
Yeah, if you're out,
they all commit suicide. Two double taps to the back of the head each. Yep,
they hit the Clinton crime syndicate, right? Yeah, I've made that point before too, right? Is Mueller doing this because he has no choice? Is he so deep into this and so beholden to the Clintons that he's got no choice but to keep looking as long as he can until somebody throws him out and stops him?
Well, if you remember the way it went, Comey triggered this off. And he knew it was going to trigger this. When he got fired and he leaked what he leaked to his buddy and it got to the press, then he knew Mueller was going to get... Somebody was going to get tapped for the job, and it was probably going to be somebody like Mueller. So Mueller gets the job and takes it, and goes into it and thinks, oh, we'll find something. And then after a while, there's nothing. Well, there's got to be something. Oh, there's this Cohen guy. We'll go after him. Oh, this Manafort guy. We'll go after him. There's these other side players. We'll do whatever we can. And now he's like in a bind where there's nothing. And now he comes out and he says, you know what? There was no leak. Why? I think it's to exonerate himself, to all of a sudden start looking like an honorable man. Now he looks honorable. Oh, he's honest. Finds nothing.
Do you think he's now got pressure because of Barr coming in? We know Barr is going to be approved. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's friends with Barr also.
They're friends.
So do you think
they all know each other?
Do you think at this point Barr said, you've been on the wrong side of this. You need to square this up, and you need to start squaring it up now.
That could be.
And when
if or you're going to go down in history as a real crumb.
Yeah, because you've done everything you've done. The writing is on the wall. The American people have had enough. You are not going to continue this deep state, satanic, globalist, whatever you want to call it. Put your tinfoil hat on. I don't care. I believe it's real. There's something nasty, globalist, and deep state going on here. I can't tell you what it all is. There's a million different conspiracies on it. But it's real. It's as real as you and I sitting here talking onto these microphones.
It's right in front of your face.
It's right there, folks. And you need to be aware of it. Do not close your eyes to this because our futures depend on it.
You need to read The Drift. You need to read The Daily Drift and you see this stuff. If you don't know where else to look for it, you know, check out Theron's posts on Facebook. Stuff is there, folks.
You know what? Listening to this radio station, Wham Talk 1600 or whamradio.com, that's WAAMradio.com, it's worldwide on the web, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Get it. Listen to it. It's Theron from 3 to 6. Gruber in the Mornings is a great show, 6 to 9 every morning. Yep. And then all of our great shows on the weekend. Dr. Janda on Sundays,
yes.
You want to talk about getting deep in the weeds, man. Janda is the man. He is uncovering this global elite garbage like I've never seen before.
I'll believe Janda before I'll believe Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Absolutely, because Janda works, I think, on deeper facts, right? He does the homework himself.
Yeah.
It's not all
self-promotion with him.
Yes, exactly right.
Do we have any phone calls?
No, we haven't.
Why don't we? Have we announced the phone number?
734-822-1600. You can call into the show if you want.
Or we'll just keep talking.
We've got a ton of talk. I wanted to – listener Joanne –
Never just, threatening people. Call in or we'll keep talking.
Listener Joanne just sent an email talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg allegedly having pneumonia from her last – you know what? When you reach that age – stay out of the hospitals, folks, because you know what? You're going to get exposed at some point to a germ that you can't fight off.
Yep.
So allegedly – now, there's other people. I'm on Twitter a lot. At Gary Daily Drift is my Twitter handle. But there are people out there saying she's already – if she's not dead, she's already comatose.
Weekend at Bernie's.
It's a weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
Exactly. She's had it, and she's going to stay there until she's in the box. And I don't doubt that for a minute.
There was something that came out overnight on Lucianne's blog, who's Jonah Goldberg's mom. She's had a very influential conservative blog for forever. And she posted that Ginsburg was retiring. And yet I can't see it anywhere else. So I don't know where she got it from.
If you're not showing up for work to listen and partake and be involved and give your two cents, at this point she's only hurting the liberals by not showing up, right?
Yep.
She should at least be there to speak her mind along with Kagan and Sotomayor to give the liberal side of these things. But she's incapable of going.
Yeah, I think you should do the job until you can no longer stay awake on the job. Oh.
She'd have been gone.
Okay. She should be gone.
I don't wish any ill luck to her.
No, not at all.
I really don't.
Just retire.
Just retire. Go enjoy what time you have left. Spend it with your family. You're a wonderful person, I'm sure, you know.
Let's not go that far. But you know.
But stop fighting the inevitable.
She's a one-world socialist, you know.
Yeah, Amy Coney Barrett or whoever else. You know what?
Be still my beating heart.
There was another lady I'd put on the drift a week ago, I think, when her latest sickness just came out. And it was referring to how the libs will go after whoever the next person is, because they're going after a lady that was supposed to replace Kavanaugh and making her look bad now. And it's like, She's a conservative woman. How are you going to make her look bad?
I just,
what are you going, what are the Democrats going to do next?
Conservative women, you know, they worship Satan. They get drunk on the weekends. They snort cocaine. That's what conservative women do, right?
That's what they're trying to make it out to be.
Yeah,
right?
Well, they'll make up something. Like I saw, what's her face? The one who was accusing Kavanaugh saw a post, you know.
Ford?
Oh, I was wrong. It was name some other candidate. It was Barr. I was wrong. I wasn't candidate. Kavanaugh was Barr.
Yeah. So Ford's going to come up and now go after Barr.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the guy. It wasn't Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh was Barr. Well, then again, I just read something recently. I was going back and I was reading where Grassley wanted to go after. He referred to the Justice Department that one false accuser that backed off and says, okay, no, I made it all up, that she should be prosecuted. And that was 2 months ago, and I've heard nothing about it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of sadness that goes on.
The wheels of justice grind slowly, if at all, in Washington, D.C.
Right? Yep.
That's the way it just happens to
be. But what we need out front to prove that people are lying and they're twisting. And when something comes up in front of, say it is Riney, then it just shows that they have this habit of manufacturing these false narratives.
Have you seen Barr on the stand on Monday, Tuesday?
No, I did
Tuesday,
not.
Wednesday?
I just read excerpts.
Oh, I tell you what, the guy's classic.
Classic. Yeah, he said something like, he was being asked something by Kamala Harris. And he says, basically, you don't need to know. Or, you know, like, what's to you? Know,
just
I wish I had the clip of
the
that. It was fantastic.
This guy is as calm and collected as any guy I've ever seen. He's the perfect candidate to deal with the Senate like that, because he just looked at him and gave him whatever answers. Not a speck of sweat on him. This guy is just with it. And now I hope he's not a deep state guy himself. You know, I'm hoping he is going to step up to the plate, bring Mueller in and say, get your report out. Let's see it. If you got nothing, you got nothing. Forget it. You're done. But let's get it out there, because this has got to end. You can't keep just dragging this out and looking for minor crimes and forced crimes of Cohen and Manafort and call it related to the president. That's just nonsense. You can't keep doing that. But this guy was absolutely fun to watch on the stand. He wasn't taking the beating by any – he was delivering the beatings, if you asked me.
Oh, yeah. It was I'm looking for it right now. But there was something where she said something. So why would I want to do that? You know, it's just like he wasn't letting her browbeat him. That was just fantastic.
Well, this guy strikes me as the kind of guy who's got the POTUS's same mental attitude, right? And let's talk a little bit about that this week. At first, I thought it was a joke. When I saw the first letter from the president to Nancy Pelosi about grounding her and that you're not using government plane, I thought that's a great meme. Who did that? That's awesome, right? If true, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And everyone went, no, that's true. And when I did the research, I thought, oh, my gosh, he did.
Yep.
Pounded him. It's the most amazing. That's what I love about Trump. This is the first Republican in the history of the Republican Party, to my knowledge, in my lifetime
anyways.
With
two of them.
That has actually fought back against A, the media, B, the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally the Republicans are cowards in the face of the press. They never want to look bad in the press. Little do they realize the press hates their guts and they're never going to be their friends. So why do you bother trying to snuggle up to the press? Screw it. Do the right thing and have us, the voters, look for them. That's what's important. We're the ones that you should be looking out for. And this is the first president to actually do this. I mean, standing up to Nancy Pelosi when she threatened to shut down the State of the Union, I was just like,
"Yeah,
how scared are you to allow the president to speak to the American people and tell them the truth?
Mm-hmm.
How scared, Nancy, are
you?" She's slapping him. That's all. It was just her public slap to him. She wasn't scared about anything. This was her insulting him and using some rule that one of her people said, you could do this. You know, it's in the rules that you have to invite him to speak. And So for him, it's in the rules. He can say, no, we don't have any. We can't afford the gas for you to fly that jet.
Yeah,
and he ought to be curtailing these weekly trips that she used to take on a 750. Remember, she was so incensed that she had such a small jet, small Air Force jet, to fly from D.C. to San Francisco every week with her bar bill that was fantastic.
$1,000 a week.
Yeah, yeah. And we're paying for her liquor bill on a government Air Force plane, and she's complaining that it's just too small, and she wants a larger one. And like, whoa, fly commercial. I don't care who you are.
What leads me to believe another deeper purchasing issue in our government, if she's flying back and forth twice a week, she should still not be consuming $1,000 worth of booze.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
Kind of even Grey Goose isn't that expensive.
You're supposed to reimburse the government for expenses like that. There may be security concerns. She is third in line. And folks, pray for our president. Actually, pray for him for what he's going to say at 4 o'clock this afternoon. But pray for him. Pray for Mike Pence. And because if something should happen to them, it's Nancy Pelosi. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I wasn't waiting till you drank that. I was.
Let's take a quick call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Hey, I think the next Batman movie should have Nancy Pelosi as the evil villain.
Yeah.
She kind of looks like the Joker.
Yeah.
The fact that you guys are right about her alcohol, you know, for decades now, she's been abusing the system. And this is the first time there's been any pushback. And I'd like to see her just lose it. I'd just like to see her wig out sometime and just lose it completely.
Well, she has.
Nobody's told her no for so long.
Yeah, well, again, and I thought about this, because she's like all those Congress people. They seem to go in at 170 grand a year and come out millionaires within a few years. Her and Dianne Feinstein are like two of the richest out there in California. How do you get rich on that?
It's got to be the inside. Impeach 45.
Yeah,
she's got a mansion,
it's
too.
It's got to be insider trading, yes?
It's, well, that would be one way, but there's also payoffs and bribes, and there's extortion. There's all kinds of ways.
Her and her husband are
in the government.
Her and her husband are wealthy off of real estate in San Francisco, so she's been able to influence local politics.
Okay, well, it's just wrong. Which leads me to believe what we should be looking at are these new freshman class. I'd like to go out and get their net worth this year.
Mm-hmm.
And
look
compare
at Obama.
And compare it in 2 years when they have to run again, and compare it 4 years, 6 years if they're still there. That would be Alyssa Slotkin. That would be Rashida Tlaib, that other Muslim congresswoman from Minnesota. Who else got here? Who's the lady?
Omar,
that took,
you know, these two Muslim women, they're radicals. They're extremist radical Muslims. They're not just casual Muslims who we can get along with.
That is
these
correct.
These guys are out of their minds, yeah, you know. One's a Palestinian sympathizer,
yeah.
And the other one's from Yemen. I mean, they're all both anti-Israel. They're both enemies of America based on their own statements.
Yeah. Well, Ilhan Omar is the Minnesota Democrat.
The one who married her brother.
Yes.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
She had the nerve after this fake news came out yesterday to warn President Trump, you better tread lightly when fighting back against these latest allegations. Hey, you know what? Shut your pie hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut your pie hole, fake news reader.
Demanding things.
Absolutely.
Her and Cortez, yeah.
Her and Ocasio-Cortez and the other ones. I would like to keep a very sharp eye on these people. I really would, because these people are anti-Semites, number one. Mm-hmm. And the Democrat Party should be horrified.
A lot of them are, too. You've seen them on Tucker, like Han.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow, this is getting out of hand, you know?
You know what, Democrats? You're going to extreme leftist policies, socialism, communism, and now radical Islamism.
Mm-hmm.
You need to watch out. If you're one of the old school Democrats, you're a union guy or whatever, you need to take a serious look at what has happened to today's Democratic Party. It's not you.
Yeah.
You know,
Joe Lieberman.
Republicans today are so liberal that they're JFK Democrats, or maybe even to the left of JFK at this point, because JFK would be a Reagan Democrat today.
Oh,
well, you know, you're supposed to take everything in moderation. That includes inclusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You can't have crazy extremists as part of your party. That's just not right. All right, well, great call, Gary. We'll see all of you on the other side of the break.
See you, Gary. You're gone and I-
always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. A BuzzFeed article stating that President Trump instructed his former attorney Michael Cohen to lie to Congress is not true, so says the Mueller team.
The special counsel's office, which seldom goes on the record, issued a remarkable statement last night that refuted a BuzzFeed piece alleging President Trump ordered his attorney Michael Cohen to lie to a congressional committee. That would be a crime. It's called suborning perjury. But Mueller's office last night said, quote, BuzzFeed's description of specific statements to the special counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office regarding Michael Cohen's congressional testimony are not accurate.
Fox's Doug McElway, BuzzFeed says they stand by their story. Women on the march for the third year in a row in Washington and cities around the nation today. Numbers are down this year, though, over allegations of anti-Semitism on the part of some organizers. This is Fox News.
Time to go high gear into the new year at Fire Keepers. Drive off a winner with the Infiniti 5x giveaway on Saturday, February 23rd. You could win one of five Infiniti cars, all guaranteed to be given away in one huge day only at Fire Keepers. The thrill shift into overdrive beginning at 2 p.m. Every 2 hours through 10 p.m., one lucky winner will get the keys to a hot new Infiniti car. You could cruise home in a gorgeous 2019 Infiniti Q50 or the grand prize, a head-turning 2019 Infiniti QX60. Earn entries every day. Then be at Fire Keepers on Saturday, February 23rd for your chance to win one of five Infiniti cars all in one day. Fire Keepers, the best promotions, the biggest guaranteed prizes. I just want to celebrate. Time to get your Vegas on at Fire Keepers Casino Hotel. I-94 to exit 104 in Battle Creek. Management reserves all rights.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, what can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you. And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Hey, and welcome back to the Drift Radio Show, sitting in studio with Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Yeah, that music will test your speakers.
Dubstep.
Okay.
A little dubstep. At my age, listening to dubstep?
Yep.
Really? Yes, I do.
What is... Never mind.
I don't ask.
He looks so young. Know. Folks, you can't see it, but he looks like he's in his early 30s, you know?
I wish. I kind of look like
so
Colonel Sanders. I'm going to start wearing that little tie and a white sport coat. Right?
Yeah, there you go.
Look like Colonel Sanders. Well, this half hour is brought to you by Dalton Environmental Air Duct Cleaning. Listen, your furnace is running full time. If it's like mine, you probably got dust blowing out of it. 1-877-DALTONS, D-A-L-T-O-N-S. That's 1-877-D-A-L-T-O-N-S, Daltons. And there's a coupon, a $25 off antimicrobial treatment in The Current. And if you're not going to The Current, you should. CourantOnline.com. It's the print edition online. You can print off whatever pages you need to and get the coupons out of it. So call Dalton's and get your air duct cleaning done, because it does affect your sinuses,
that
your
dust
allergies.
That's on your furniture. That's coming from somewhere.
It's coming
Think about it.
Out of, I know for me, it's coming right out of my ducts. I've got to stop procrastinating and get this done. I'm the worst procrastinator.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Now I don't feel so bad about myself. You're the worst.
I am the worst, I think. Okay, so we were talking about the shutdown, and Nancy Pelosi left town anyways. But the letter that Donald Trump was classic. You know, I'm not saying you can't take a commercial flight if you want. You know, and then she had to come out and say, he outed us. It's not safe for us to travel to Afghanistan. I'm seeing some information on Twitter, and I can't have yet to be able to verify it, that some of the people on that flight with her were family, including children of Democrats.
Why would you take your kids to
Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan? I don't know if it's true. I'm trying to find out.
Well, you leave them in Brussels.
I'm going to do the
thing. You leave them in Brussels while you move on, right?
I don't know.
.org, yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna pull a BuzzFeed and say, if true, Nancy Pelosi had children she was taking to Afghanistan. Maybe she's a child sex trafficker. Hmm?
Oh, that wasn't BuzzFeed that did the if true. That was the New York Times that did if true. BuzzFeed said it's true.
I should just start coming in on Saturdays and just start blowing out the most wild stories possible and just say, if true.
Yeah.
You know?
There are reports. I've read reports that Nancy.
Two can play that game. I can be the king of fake news if you want. I've got an imagination like no other. Trust me. I can put all kinds of things out in the into the airwaves. And I'll just say, my anonymous source said
just
it was true.
Read somebody's Twitter.
I don't know
account.
Who my anonymous source is. They're that anonymous. Yeah. I don't even know who they are. Yeah. I'm sorry, Nancy. You got stung. You got bested by Trump. You got burned, baby. You got burned. You want to threaten not – why can't we just go to the Senate and do the State of the Union from the well of the Senate?
Well, there's talk of him doing it from Trump Tower. I mean, basically it's a speech, okay? So he just has to give a report. It can be a written report. I think I'd like to get back to the days when it is a written report, because lately in the last few years it's been this big
circus
where, I've got somebody sitting here and they're somebody I'm talking about. And so it's all about – it's who you invited that the camera can pan to while you're talking about some anecdote. It's just I'm not a fan of State of the Unions
I would rather see? I would rather see it like the reports we do at my job, right?
Mm-hmm.
This department comes in, give me your 5-minute presentation.
Yeah.
This department comes in, give us the five. So Trump could literally have the cabinet come in, at least the ones that you need to. Give me the report for DHS. Give me the report for the military. Give me the report for Homeland Security. Whatever. You know
he
what
should
I mean?
Summarize. All he needs to do is summarize it, really. It doesn't need to be an hour and a half. You know, if he could say, well, you know what? We're thinking about pulling out of ISIS, you know, out of Syria. But you know that already. And we have a crisis on the border. You know that already. You know, it's like – it's – but the thing is that – it's this photo op for the president. It really is. And that's what it's become. So he gets all of Congress listening, those who show up, those who don't walk out. You know, the Supreme Court, those who show up. It's,
those who don't fall asleep.
Exactly. So it does just become this big photo op. And if he did it from Trump Tower, it's just, you know, who would cover it? Would somebody cover it?
I would think so.
Then fine.
C-SPAN, if nobody else.
Yeah.
C-SPAN would cover it. I'm sure Fox would cover it.
Jim Acosta. Mr. President.
They would all cover it. They may not broadcast it all, but you know doggone well they'll all cover it. And, of course, MSNBC, CNN, CNBC would probably chop it up into little parts and take it out of context, of course. But there should be no reason why he shouldn't do it. And I would prefer to see a weekly address from the president utilizing whatever topic of the week. If we got a crisis going on, you do it and then just turn it over to the DHS guy and give us a half-hour speech.
Well, it's just a constitutional thing that he has to give this report, okay, an annual report. So, and it used to be in writing, and I think we ought to really go back to that. We'll get rid of a lot of this.
Get rid of the circus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte, wants to talk about State of the Union. Joe, welcome to the show.
Well, this time especially, it may be very interesting and indeed a circus. and more important than ever, because it could be a circus, and more eyeballs and ear holes might actually put their butt on the couch rather than get off the couch this time and tune in. So I think it's more important than ever that it not be written and it be oral, even if he has to do it from the White House press room, because they fill the gallery with guests that they do shout-outs to nowadays,
mm-hmm.
and he needs to pack the White House press room with angel families and military and veterans and do all those shout-outs and call out Chuck and Nancy directly in the State of the Union while he may have some extra people tuning in that might not otherwise tune in.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, now, you mentioned the angel families because they showed up en masse in the White House or in the Capitol building to see Nancy Pelosi this week. And she would not meet with them. She yep. refused to meet with them, which frankly is just disgusting. Really, you're not. We had Sabina Durden on a month ago now, and her compatriot was supposed to call us, and he did call me, and then I lost his number. So I've put that out to have him call us back, because I'd like to get him in maybe next week. If I wanted to get him today, but I couldn't get to him in time. And he was going to give us the facts and figures of what is going on with victimization of Americans by illegals. So hopefully we'll get him on another week or so and get things squared away. But you make a great point, Joe. I mean, this time around, the American people need to hear this because it is a crisis. And we'll see at 4 o'clock today what the POTUS has on track for us.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I can't imagine what he would that he would do a declaration of emergency now. Everything should wait until the State of the Union. You definitely need to keep the government shut down to the State of the Union. Don't declare the emergency till after the State of the Union or whatever he's going to do. So it'll be interesting.
But well, like I'm not said, sure I agree with that. Why is your did you say your reasoning for that and I missed it, or just to keep people listening?
Just to make sure the eyeballs and the ear holes tune in.
I will say this. When I watched him this morning, he had a little early presser. He said that the 4 o'clock at the time, it was 3 o'clock, had something to do with the border. So I don't know if he's going to declare an emergency today or if he's just going to put a plan on the table to get the Democrats back to the table.
In announcing it, he did mention the state of the border is pathetic in so many words. So, you know, it kind of gave the impression he was going to talk about the border.
Yeah, okay. So hopefully that's going to be it. Well, all we can do is wait and see, Joe.
Throw in one last thing, too. Because this will be so interesting and so important, potentially the most important State of the Union, I'm in the Wayne 12th, but our friends in the Wayne 11th have a State of the Union watch party. You're going to want to be part of that fun. So either on Facebook or Eventbrite, type search Wayne 11 State of the Union. It's only $20. You're going to want to join in on that kind of fun.
Do we? Is there beer there?
Yeah, there'll be drinks available.
Well, maybe I'll come down for that.
There won't be an open bar. You'll have to buy your beer. But
nobody ever buys my booze for me because A, I don't want roofies in it, and B, I like to carry my own weight. You know what I mean? I don't go to parties empty-handed.
Right.
So well, either a wallet or a bottle.
You can't expect an open bar, right?
Exactly. All right, great call. Thanks, Joe.
See you, Joe.
Take care, my friends. Love you.
Love you too. Take care. Let's take a call from Todd in Whitmore Lake. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
What's going on, Todd?
I'm just going to put my two cents in about the State of the Union. I think would be a pretty good idea if maybe the president went down to the border and did it down there.
You know, it would be a good idea.
Yeah, but the thing is, the whole point about the State of the Union is supposed to be a report to Congress. So I think that's how it became delivered to Congress. So you'd have to have all of Congress go down to the border with him, which I don't think is going to happen.
But if they don't invite him? If he's not allowed to come to the well of the House of Representatives,
he can do it
anywhere he wants, right?
Yeah, field trips are acceptable. He can, and they can televise it in Congress if they didn't want to take the field trip to a place undesirable by them. Too bad. This is America. But even with that in mind, I love the Trump card that the president threw down on Nancy because I would have loved to seen her face crack
Oh, yeah.
All that Botox just shattering.
Can you imagine the blood pressure and whether her face went red when she was delivered a letter and the reports to me, was she on the bus or was she on the plane?
I saw this cartoon. It was great. He's looking out the window. Wait. Okay, she's on the bus. Call her.
Because I did see Adam Schiff getting off the Air Force bus because he was supposed to go, I think.
Wow.
And they dropped him off right in front of the Capitol. They had to get back on.
And what I had heard was that the aircraft was on the tarmac and they had to recall it.
See, there you go. So, you know, you want to talk about nobody trolls better than Trump. I mean, he is the king and the master of Twitter. No ifs, ands, or buts. I mean, you just got to love that.
Do not negotiate with this man.
All right. What else you got, Todd?
Oh, nothing. It's like when he's taking care of Nancy and Chuck, it's almost like he's negotiating with terrorists. He doesn't.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Well, he's all the right, one. That, he, all right, take care, Todd.
But they won't talk to him either.
Good call. Let's take a call from Janice Daniels on line 3. Janice, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gary. Hello, Ed. How are you?
Hi, Mayor. Fine.
Good. Your conversation about the State of the Union address process interested me when you said that he should have department heads come in and give an annual report or give a report as to the status of the various departments. And it made me think about the city budget process, the dog and pony show that goes on every year where all the department heads come in before the council and they give their, again, dog and pony show on the state of the particular department, but never is there the opposite side of the issue. So I think that because this is a government by, for, and of the people, Trump ought to bring in the department heads, let them give their dog and pony show, and then bring in his best advisor that has an alternate opinion and let him tear down that budget presentation that State of the Union presentation because it's always one-sided. They have a system of establishing a government by, for, and of the bureaucrats.
Yeah, well, good points, Janice. Good points, as always. So, and Janice, you're on the Abolitionist Roundtable. What time is that on Saturday mornings?
It's on every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning on the best radio station in Michigan, Wham Radio, Wham Talk 1600.
Yeah, great plug. All right, Janice, good call. All right, take
care,
hon.
Thanks so much.
See you, Janice.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Let's take a call from Jasmine in Chicago. Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Hola.
Hola.
No hablo español.
Mi hablo en español es no muy bueno.
There you go. Well, first of all, I wanted to say that I'm a little bit surprised. I don't know if you guys are, but I'm a little surprised that Pelosi hasn't called basically her public ass whooping that Trump gave her. I'm surprised she hasn't said he's sexist to attack her like that.
You know, that's another card I'm sure she'll play at some point, right? It's coming.
I'm shocked she hasn't played it, and I'm shocked that, you know, the mainstream networks haven't, you know, brought that up or had some, you know, specialists go on there and say, well, the body language says that he really doesn't like her because she's a woman, you know.
Yeah, I'm betting that was definitely going to be on the table at some point because you know it's coming.
Yeah,
right.
He's demist.
And secondly, I wanted to say, you know, you made a kind of a throwaway comment there about you buy your own beer and stuff because you don't like to be roofied, and I just like to say that what's wrong with being roofied?
How many people have you roofied, Janice?
Jasmine, hey, you're killing me.
Some of my best friends I met from roofies. But anyway, the other thing is, what did you think of, I don't know if you saw this, but the Akiva, what's her name, talking to David Webb about his white privilege.
Yes, there was a CNN host, and I think she's Hispanic or something, isn't she?
I don't know what she
is. I can't remember her name.
But you know what? He's blacker than she is.
Yeah, and she was saying that David Webb was exercising his white privilege. Well, he's a black radio host. Hello?
Oh yeah, I saw that. That was great.
You know, come on.
I heard the audio of that. That was pathetic.
Yeah, it's like...
Do a little research.
Do just Just a marginal bit of research, would you please? I mean, come on. It's not like he hasn't been on television a lot on Fox News. So you should know that he's actually African-American.
Even I knew that, you know. But the other thing was I heard, you know, and the media is just so insane anyway, but the craziest thing I think I heard this week, and I don't know if you guys heard this, was Katie Turd, as I like to call her, who, through one of her quote-unquote newscasts, said that when Trump grounded Pelosi, he should be impeached for that.
For exercising his rights as the president?
Yes.
Yeah. I tell you what, there was the well, it's a good thing that you brought this up, because here's my point. Why were they taking a congressional delegation to A, Brussels, B, Egypt, and third, Afghanistan? What's in Brussels other than the EU and NATO? Is she going to undermine the president in front of NATO? Is she going to make promises to the EU, undermining the president of the United States? Why are you going to Egypt? To talk to the Muslim Brotherhood? Is that what you're going to Egypt for? And why would you go to Afghanistan? Are you trying to gauge the loyalty of the U.S. troops to the president?
I guess she figures if John Kerry did it, I guess I can.
I'm guessing. Mm-hmm.
She said she wanted to show her support for the troops. I think most of the troops would show their support by throwing stuff at her, you know?
I'm thinking that she was going to talk to certain commanders who may be leftover Obama commanders, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
That's my thought. Because then Donna Brazile had a very obtuse and strange tweet earlier today, or it might have been last night, but I saw it.
Not and her.
Do you know which one I'm talking about? This is the one where
course.
She said she called her President Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
So were you planning on doing some odd behavior? Are you in the know
more
of a
more of a
coup?
Hard coup than a soft coup?
Really?
That's 7 days in May, but we've had 2 years of it.
Exactly. So it's just kind of spooky, that's all.
Well, the sad part is that when that off-the-cuff little, well, I want to say off-the-cuff, I'm sure she planned it, but when she said President Pelosi, do you know that caught fire all over the social media?
Did it? It did on Twitter, because it's all mm-hmm. over. I retweeted and had some nasty comments myself about it.
A friend of mine just messaged me that when those angel moms, Gil, had said when the angel moms came, they should have just occupied Pelosi's office the way Democrats would a Republican, the way Ocasio-Cortez and her cohorts would. Just occupy the office and refuse to leave until she speaks to them.
That's, yeah.
Well, I think it would help if you went to the right office.
Are you saying the angel moms didn't go to the right office?
No, I'm talking about Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
We call her Occasional Cortex here, yeah. because she only occasional seems to use cortex. The brain occasionally.
Now, there's somebody that you need to roofie.
No, she acts like it already.
Only to get her out of her office and back to her hometown and get her out of our
hair. One of my coworkers actually said to me, and I see this on social media as well, they have a picture of her, and it says, she has single-handedly destroyed the dumb blonde.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, great call, man. As always, Jasmine, I appreciate it. How's things in Chicago? What's the death rate today?
They don't release that until
Monday,
but I'm assuming, you know, sort of partly cloudy, maybe 30, 40.
Does the snow impact the count?
I'm sure it does.
Well, it does, because it takes longer to find the body.
But
you know, I just wanted to kind of check in and let you know that it is cold here.
Oh, it's cold. Welcome here and getting worse. I think you're getting the cold before we are. So stay warm and bundle up.
In the Windy City.
I will.
All right. Take care, Jasmine.
I will. Bye, guys.
All right. Let's take a call from Tom in Detroit. Tom, welcome to the show.
Yeah, you were talking earlier about, you know, where the State of the Union is supposed to be just a Congress, and, you know, now it's televised, and, you know, the whole purpose. I think one of the main purposes now is to show the people that we still have representation in government. And that's, you look at the flag on the wall, and it's the Title IV, Section 1 flag of the United States of America. That's United States Code Title IV, Section 1, and a sequence of about 10 statutes. you know, if you look in the
Stop, Tom.
Yeah.
Is that different from the flag that's flying in front of my house? What do you mean?
I don't think the executive order applies to civilians, but if you get into a court of law where things are highly defined, a judge can't rule over two jurisdictions at the same time, so I think the executive order applies to the courts.
Because you described a flag.
You know, they have the flag in the place of honor.
Okay, all right, is that what you meant, that it's prescribed where it should be flown?
I've never seen your flag in front of your house. I fly Old Glory, but it's not the dimensions, the exact same dimensions as outlined in the executive order in Title 4, Section 1.
All right.
But, you know, it doesn't have the gold or yellow fringe around it either, you know, and it doesn't have any kind of finale above it. You know, it's in the place of honor in front of my house. It's been there for a long time. But, you know, if you look in the Senate, they have the flag with the gold fringe. If you look at the executive, they have the flag with the gold fringe. Those are, you know, those are not for us.
Thank you. That explains it. That clears it up for me. I just wondered what you exactly meant by that those statutes. Thanks.
Yeah, well, this is probably good for a trip from the black helicopters again, but probably not in this weather. So they'll probably forklow this time.
Exactly. All right, Tom. Well, stay warm and be careful this weekend.
Have a good day.
You too.
Weekend, I should say.
Okay, you too. Take care. All right, and then I wanted to end. I think, Derek, how much time we got? I got enough time to get one of these tracks.
Were you talking to Derek Stone?
Derek Stone.
Our producer.
The border is in crisis, and I wanted to get this in. This is you got track two ready, Derek? This is a woman who's going to say what they've been finding, and this is the border agents telling her what they've been finding and what she's seen down on the border. Go ahead with track two.
So I obviously don't have it, any proof of it, but I've talked to several agents that I trust. There's not a lot that I do trust, but the ones that I do trust, I've talked to them. The percentage of what Border Patrol classifies as OTMs
other than
has
Mexican
really increased in the last couple years, but drastically even in the last 6 months. Chinese, Germans, Russians, a lot of Middle Easterners, those Czechoslovakians they caught over on our neighbor this last summer. There's a lot of people coming in from not just Mexico, the general public just don't get the terrorist facts of that. And that's what's really scary, is you don't know what's coming across. We found prayer rugs out here.
Lady that lives on the border.
It's unreal. It's not just Mexican nationals that are coming over.
So you haven't, have you seen some of these people?
No, I've never run into any what they would consider OTMs. And we've had some.
Okay, anyway.
So these could be terrorists, right?
Yeah, so this is a lady that lives on the border, and she's saying these are not just Mexicans coming across the border. These are OTMs other than Mexicans from all over the world coming across, and she went on to say they're finding prayer rugs down on the border.
Mm-hmm.
That simple. So you've got Middle Easterners coming here. All right, that's the hard break. Until the next week, go to thedailydrift.com.
Yeah.
All right, see you next week.